This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. I mean, this is something you put all over all the metal on your weapon. This is a treatment. It's a lubrication. It's a solvent. Check them out, froglube.com. A couple of months ago, Czech President Miloš Zeman made a very unusual request. He urged citizens to arm themselves against a possible super holocaust carried out by Muslim terrorists. Never mind that there are fewer than 4,000 Muslims in this country of 10 million people. Gun purchases spiked. One gun shop owner in East Bohemia, a region in the northern center of the Czech Republic, told a local paper that people were scared of a wave of Islamists. Now the country's interior ministry is pushing a constitutional change that would let citizens use guns against terrorists. Opponents say this could save lives if an attack occurs and police are delayed or unable to make their way to the scene. To become law, Parliament must approve the proposal, and they'll vote in the coming months. Of all of the countries in the EU, the Czech Republic already has some of the most lenient gun policies. It's home to about 800,000 registered firearms and 300,000 people with gun licenses. Obtaining a weapon is relatively easy. Residents must be 21, pass a gun knowledge check, and have no criminal record. By law, Czechs can use their weapons to protect their property or when in danger, although they need to prove they faced a real threat. And this puts the country of the Czech Republic at odds with much of Europe, which has long supported much more stringent gun control measures. In the wake of the 2015 terror attacks in Paris, France pushed the European Union to enact even tougher policies, which is pretty stupid. The European Commission's initial proposal called for a complete ban on the sale of weapons like Kalashnikovs or AR-15s that are intended primarily for military use, which the AK-47 is fielded by no military today. By nobody. It's surplus. The AR-15 is fielded by and never has been fielded by any military. That's why they had M-16s and M-4s. AR-15 is purely a civilian rifle. Getting out there and banning them because they're military is because of their military use is a false proposition. It really is. Ammunition magazines would be limited to 20 rounds or less. The Czech Republic came out hard against that directive. Officials warned, and I mean they warned, that the measure would limit the country's ability to build an internal security system and make it nearly impossible to train army reservists. And a total ban on military-style rifles that can fire a large number of rounds would make illegal thousands of weapons already owned by Czech citizens, potentially creating a black market like exists in France for terrorists to exploit. In France, if me and you want to go to France and we want to become terrorists, we can buy a fully automatic weapon there cheaper than we could buy one here with the NFA. So Finland and Germany offered their own reservations on this one. Europe's pro-gun groups also mobilized against the bill with the support of politicians on the extreme right. Last month, they passed a compromise, and the Council of Ministers will confirm the measure this spring. All member states will have 15 months to comply with the new gun restrictions. The final measure bans the sale of most military-style rifles and requires all potential buyers to go through a psychological check before they can buy a weapon. If someone fails a check in one EU state, that information will be shared, sort of like Obamacare, and will be shared on an international database so that person can't procure a gun somewhere else. Online sales are also severely curtailed. The Czech Republic was the only country to oppose the directive for being too strict. Luxembourg also voted against the measure, but on the grounds that it was too weak. So that means regardless of how the Czech Parliament votes on the terrorist hunting measure, gun laws in the Czech Republic are going to get a lot stricter. All gun purchasers will be required to pass the psychological checks, though it's not yet clear if gun owners will have to turn in newly illegal weapons. This ambiguity has led one Czech newspaper to suggest that the Interior Ministry's latest move is much more about political safety than the safety from terrorism. Sort of leads me to believe that maybe they ought to consider leaving the EU. What do you think? I kind of like that. We have this little ditty here. I found this quite amusing, and I'm thankfully nobody got hurt. Journalists, for the most part, they're the ones that write about guns, and especially in the elite enclaves, don't really know anything about guns. And a guy named Sean Davis wrote something called 14 Things Everyone Should Understand About Guns for these journalists that don't know anything about guns. He didn't just want the anti-gun journalists to understand the objects of their hatred. He wanted them to know how to handle a firearm. Enter David Farenthold. He didn't apparently read this article. He had to go to the emergency room after he shot himself in the eye with one of his children's confetti guns. And I want you to listen verbatim. I give you this. He wrote this. When I came home from my last TV hit, the kids ages 4 and 5 months were asleep. House was quiet. I was still full of caffeine and do-gooder energy and decided to tidy up. Among the clutter on the coffee table, I found my 4-year-old son's party popper, a bright yellow gun that fired confetti. For some reason, I held the gun to my eye and looked down the barrel the way Yosemite Sam always does. It looked unloaded. For some reason, I pulled the trigger. When I got to the ER, I had a swollen face, metal foil confetti in my hair, and a faint odor of gun smoke. Finally, the doctor could see me. I said, I shot myself in the eye with a glitter gun. I showed him the party popper, which I brought with me in case he wanted to send it off to the National Institute of Morons for further study. I got home from the hospital with a scratched cornea and a tube of eye ointment. The next day, with some of my dignity permanently lost, I got started on a bigger story. Can anybody explain to me why you would take anything like that, that fires anything at all, and feel the compunction to put it to your eye and pull the trigger? Isn't that why we have GoPros? Or other sports cameras so we can shoot them and not worry about our faces? He's lucky that dignity is all that he lost, because he could have permanently lost the vision in that eye. And if he'd been as careless with a real gun as he was with a toy gun, he or someone else might have lost their life. I'm not looking at that to mock him. And I disagree with his characterization of himself as a moron. The issue isn't that he's stupid, it's that he was never taught to do what to not do and what he did. So, know those rules. Please live by those rules. They'll save your life. They'll make you safe. Now, when we get back, we're going to talk about the dangers of the experts. Because a lot of experts are coming around right now talking a lot of stuff. We need to understand and be able to decipher that which they're telling us, because they're trying to take us down that same path. This is Lock and Load.
damage, eliminating the cause, creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shop, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Ah, yes, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
This is something more than something you put on your gun after you go shoot it. This is something you can put, you can coach your gun in this every day if you want to. Because this is a treatment of the metal of the gun. This is protection of your weapon. Check them out, froglube.com. The elite of America. The collection of puffed up mediocrities who until recently held the undisputed command of the heights of our politics and culture. Well, they're in crisis. You see, their unbroken track record of failure finally woke America out of its coma. The normals are now hella woke, and the elitists are being hella rejected. They are unused to accountability, and they are in a tizzy over the way people are not only blaming it for their own failures, but they're taking concrete steps to restrict their power. And it's not just electing Donald Trump. It's ignoring the media and ignoring the Hollywood stars and ignoring the cabal of experts who presume to tell you and me how to live. And all of this is hella about time. The best thing about being a member of the elite is that you really don't have to do anything to become one. You can be born one, no matter how dumb or drug-addled that you are. If you're a Kennedy, you're elite regardless of how many times you blow the bar exam. Or you can become one by getting into the right school. Remember, a Harvard degree does not mean you did well at Harvard. Everyone at Harvard does well. An A is a participation trophy. Getting in is what matters. Getting in depends on, in significant part, on who you are. You have an elite mom and dad. Welcome to the Ivy League. The elites, having been called out for their failure, are now trying to rebrand themselves as the experts. And it's important to distinguish elites from experts. Elites want to be seen as experts because an expert is assumed to actually know something and have some sort of a technical skill. To be elite, you just have to be accepted as an elite. That's why they fudge the terms. They want credibility of being experts without actually having to do what a real expert does. Take, for example, that notorious New York cartoon of the passenger on the plane electing himself pilot. This is something they're using a lot in the comparison with Donald Trump. The point, which the elitists think is brilliant, is that the running of government should be left to the experts without the participation of you people. Of course, pilots are trained in detailed technical skills and critically are accountable for their performance. If they fail, they get fired or die. If an elitist fails at an important job, she gets nominated for president. Are you beginning to catch the difference here? The point they want to make is that we should submit to their expert, which is really elite guidance, since we are unfit to determine our own destiny. Yet, when piloting this country over the last couple of decades, these elites have flown the plane straight into the ground. Real experts are held accountable, but elites never are. Their landing is always soft. It's never the elites who suffer when the normal prosper. Only the other way around. Elitists always win. That's why they're called elite. And remember, whenever anyone tells you to blindly give up your input and rely on an expert, you stand a good chance of being scammed. Take a doctor. Doctors have a very hard skill. They go through a lot of training. And medical malpractice kills anywhere from 98 to 200,000 people a year. Doctors are experts, but they are not perfect. No expert is perfect, nor are they perfectly disinterested technicians. A lot of doctors are terrible people. The worst divorces lawyers deal with are doctor divorces. So don't confuse expertise with morality, by no means. Like all humans, experts are self-interested. That's why some doctors complain when their patients read up on their symptoms in Google. They say, gosh, these peons are presuming to gain access to my secret knowledge. How dare you? Yes, thanks to technology, much of what doctors do, which is to maintain and use knowledge, many never touch a scalpel, can be done by normals online. You have a symptom, you go to WebMD, often it answers your question. That weird lump is a subcutaneous cyst, not melanoma. Same with lawyers. You can go to LegalZoom to create your routine limited liability company, and you'll do it for a third of the price of the lawyer who merely changes the names on the last routine limited liability company information documents he prepared. Trying a case is different. You probably want a technical expert who's done it before, but a lot of legal knowledge is not only accessible, but employable by regular citizens. Laws restricting the practice of law to those with a license may protect some people from harm, but it also ensures that lawyers can restrict supply and thus justify the outrageous fee. The expert technocracy model of governance also depends on the underlying assumption of a disinterested, objective technician class that will protect others' interests before its own. But the notion that a particular expert is disinterested and somehow only concerned with objective facts is silly. Simple fact is that when people push for government by expert, the experts they want running things will always, every single time, happen to have exactly the same policy preferences as the people pushing them. Leave climate science to the experts, right? And in a shocking turn of events, the experts we're supposed to defer to feel the solution to climate change is to give more money and power to the people demanding leave climate science to the experts. And then there's a problem of incompetence. And that's especially true in the media where the internet has made the journalistic gatekeeper model obsolete. The hacks are panicking. They're trying to claw back their authority by labeling dissent as fake news. That's when they aren't themselves pushing outright lies and propaganda they imagine we'll buy into. You would think that if you presume to tell the rest of us what to think, that you might first ensure that you actually know something, but then being elite means never having to actually accomplish anything like knowing stuff. You ought to listen to, as a good example, go listen to Hugh Hewitt's interview with Judd Legum, L-U-G-U-M, L-E-G-U-M. It's pretty funny. It's pretty ugly, too. Experts aren't what they used to be. And that means they aren't expert anymore. They told us there was an ice age coming, the ozone depletion, global warming. They're not experts. We don't need to listen to them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one and suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yes, it does. It is the only stuff I use. Check them out at froglube.com. Coming out of California, what's about to come into California? Well, what has actually come to California? It would be so much better if it was just an earthquake. Stick with me on this one. Then you'd just be repairing some damaged roadways, condemn a couple of dozen buildings, and then resume your lives. Maybe the Bay Bridge would need a section reattached. Maybe the last letter D in Hollywood would tip over on the hills. You'd send some lumber reinforcements. No big deal. The tragedy that is going on in California right now, besides the gun rights disappearing, which will lead to more problems in California, like gun rights, has no asphalt-rending fault lines except the ones in government where the fault lies. See, whenever you look at things where there's a big erosion of rights, it's going to be government. Now, here's something boring, but considering that this is the state that wants to run the United States, this is something we need to be looking at. Remember, they voted for Hillary. This is infinitely informative regarding the nature of a very mismanaged state. Employers who utilize labor pay in something called FUTA, or the federal unemployment tax, at a rate of 6%. They are then credited back an offset of 5.4% that they previously paid the state, leaving a small federal liability of 0.6%. However, if the state-run UI trust gets overdrawn, as it did in California for going on its third year now, it automatically pulls an emergency loan out from the federal government to service the underfunded account, sort of like overdraft protection. And if that's not repaid by November 10th and it defaults, then the government forces employers to pay for it. This past November in California, the government defaulted. Companies were receiving bills. One company received a bill for a new $15,000 obligation. Now, that was not expected, and it was shocking for some of these people. And the presumption here is that many employers won't be able to pay it. And when you consider, in California, the minimum wage hikes, the new mandatory paid sick leave, and Obamacare, and what all of that does to the cash reserves of a company, that becomes a big question. To appreciate what's going on in the golden foil alloy state, you need to connect a few moving pieces that the media won't report on, but let me help you with this. Why is UI getting robbed when the BLS has said this is such a great jobs economic recovery? California, one of the most populous states, has a 6.3% UR. The national average for the rest of the country is 4.7%. If you ignore that both numbers are a lie, and that's, I believe that's underemployment, and shadow stats that have them both well north of that, but why is California's percentage higher? Well, California is a sanctuary state. It is a rogue state. They mine votes openly from the southern border in exchange for welfare benefits, but also for under-the-table Home Depot cash jobs. It is indeed a depot station, but not one visa overstay violator will ever be deported here or ask for authenticating ID. ICE officers in the state have probably never walked onto a hardware store parking lot looking for violators. And why would they? Because Jerry Brown has free legal advice now given to illegal aliens paid for by the taxpayer of California. California's UI trust is being kneecapped because of arms wide open amnesty that is removing jobs from those born there and sending the UI rate even higher. And the employer is the fall guy politicians will use to force them to buy votes for them. Because isn't helping a Democrat hold on to power using your taxes great, California? You know, I know plenty of people that don't like vaccinations. And what's been happening is that politicians have been inviting hordes of illegals, unvetted, infected with tuberculosis. And like a clockwork orange, you, civilian, must sit in your chair squirming and getting the needles placed into your skin because don't you realize how important it is to get Democrats elected? So sit in the chair and take it. Jerry Brown has important things to get done that don't involve you, and they never have involved you. And so, with record low interest rates now going on our ninth year in federal debt that could reach Saturn's rings and back, the real fault lines will be seen first emerging in the states because they can't print their own money. That's the shortcoming that all of these liberal states don't quite get. And, they can't print their own money. Now, they could, possibly go crazy on the energy production, but Obama's trying to close all that down as it goes out. And unlike the feds, California is the first one to emerge with fiscal cracks invading the narrative of Hopi Changeland. And it won't be the San Andreas that swallows them up or causes them to drift off the coast. It will be more and more little things like an employer tearing open a tax bill and seeing an entirely new line item that never existed before. And the business asking why they continue to remain behind the Democratic Party's cocky supermajority Iron Curtain. And as the seismic plates shift in their mind as they ask that question and it later moves under their feet, mobilizing them, then a Randian exodus out to healthier, less shaky, more stable state economies where businesses are respected, maybe even wanted, and not used like a kicked vending machine for extra change in the coin slot every time they run out of other people's money to buy votes from the border crashers. I'm sure that some businesses will stay waiting for the big one. Then perhaps FEMA can step in and slap all of its fresh-printed digital mint across the barren land in an equal exchange of debt for debt. And the problem is then solved. See, while I'm sitting around and some of us, you know, I sit around, well, what if we have this? And what if it far, far more likely is going to be an economic crisis. Far more likely than the zombies or, you know, a civil war or anything else. It's going to be an economic crisis. Now, California plans to remain California, which is fine, as long as they can afford to do it. If I think Trump for the next 8 years should definitely not bail them out. Let them fall off the coastline. I know people in California, I hate that that's happening to them, but you know what? They're not the problem, it's their government, and with a state that big, there can be plenty of conservative people there swept away. One more time, back to GCN, this is Lock and Load.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Can you hear me? Oh gosh, everything just froze. All right.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. We can all go do a Google search and find articles that warn Democrats that their urban-centered strategy would eventually sink them. And now we are at one of those moments. In March of 2016, NPR touched upon how the Democratic Party was slowly being eaten from the inside, especially at the state and local level, where the GOP had flourished under the Obama presidency. The president has done next to nothing to encourage a Democratic offensive to retake the ground because he is a narcissist, after all. After the 2016 election, the GOP retained Congress, won the presidency, clinched 69 of 99 state legislatures and 33 governorships. The Democratic Party, the legacy, the true legacy of Obama is that the Democratic Party has been decimated under him, and Democrats have a mere 4 years to reverse historic gains made by the GOP at the state and local level. What is heavily underreported, the state and local elections are some of the offices where economic impacts are felt immediately. State legislatures redraw congressional districts with offices like county commissioner and or slash executive, secretary of state being springboards for higher executive office. Scott Walker followed that track. He was a county executive who became a governor and then became a presidential contender. These offices have untapped power, and the Democrats have ignored them. Moreover, as with Walker and others, they form the talent pool from which new leaders of the party emerge. Some Democrats know this, but it has fallen on deaf ears. Mara Liasson, who wrote the NPR post, noted that if Democrats refuse to venture past metropolitan areas, they could be left out in the cold. And if you flash forward to November the 9th, that is exactly what happened. It is not only bad timing and gerrymandering that have hollowed out the Democratic Party. Mo Elathy, a former Democratic National Committee official, says Democrats have never put enough effort and resources into state legislative offices, and Republicans, on the other hand, make those races a top priority. Too many Democrats live in cities, and this is another problem that makes it easier for Republicans to draw congressional and state legislative districts that disadvantage Democrats. Democratic voters are clumped together in urban areas. You could say that for the purposes of winning elections, Democratic voters are just not efficiently distributed. And it's why even in red states like Texas and Utah, there are cities that are solidly Democratic, and why lesbian mayors were elected in Houston and Salt Lake City. When Democrats cluster in and around cities, they win local elections, but that doesn't help them win suburban or rural congressional seats. This November, the stakes were very high for them. And they didn't win the White House. They lost just about everything they tried. And they look like they are truly out in the cold now. And there is city dwellers. I know there's some of you that listen in the cities. There are city dwellers that don't understand that there is an America that exists outside the Beltway. And those bubbles that dominate the liberal bastions of power, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, which angrily got a seat at the table this cycle, they're tired of being ignored. They're tired of suffering under economic hardship. Hillary Clinton, like Romney, did not resonate with these people, partially because her one campaign thought that white working class voters weren't worth the time. This proved to be a fatal error, and because Democrats only focused on their voters while mocking and viewing with scorn those who aren't like them, we now have the Republican Party being the dominant political force in the country. And they got swallowed up in the working class. Instead of Krugman, let's talk about this this Department of Labor leader they're looking at. Andy Puzder, the CEO of CKE Restaurants, which owns Carl's Jr. and Hardee's. This is a guy that Trump has picked to run the Department of Labor. And you would think that the Department of Labor would want to see more people laboring, but instead, under Obama, it's been ensuring that as few people as possible actually work. So the liberals whine fest about Puzder, this guy that Trump has nominated, as opposed to the liberals whine fest about every other Trump appointee, is based on the fact that Puzder's career has been centered on the kind of jobs that provides the foundation for careers entry-level minimum wage gigs that teach you the basics of how to be employed. And Mr. Poosner endangers the liberal scheme to turn their jobs into permanent gigs for people who don't want to improve their skills and subsidize them with a mandated artificially high wage, confident that those serfs would forever vote Democrat. My first job was as a part-time bagboy. And when I finally got to go full-time, my first hourly wage was $4.25. I had other part. Well, that was the only job I had for a very long time. And I've had other jobs, and not all of them were great jobs or particularly fulfilling jobs. But I earned some money doing them. And it introduced me to interesting people, taught me how to work. Best job I had was in the military, where I had to work with America. And well, learning experience, and I appreciate everything I have today. But all of those jobs were never meant to be the end-all be-all for me. And a minimum wage job is not meant to be a $15 an hour job. A beginning job is not meant to be a career. Poosner is right to oppose an artificially high minimum wage. Crummy first jobs are supposed to be just that, a first job. If you're trying to feed a family on minimum wage, well, maybe you shouldn't have a family because you can't really run it on minimum wage. You can't afford it, can you? Especially in California, where the idiots in Sacramento seem determined to substitute their bizarre ideology for the economic truths of the market. You go to a fast food place and you often see adults working, and that's terrible. Where are the young people? They're probably off doing activities designed to impress admissions officers, but foregoing the lessons they need after they leave their college safe space. So, you know, when you graduate from law school, you're not a partner. When you graduate from OCS, you're not a colonel. You start out as something, and you start out as something low. The great thing about Andy Poosner is that he realizes the proper role of entry-level jobs, and it isn't to let people...
Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service, and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Well, I'd be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years. What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.